I must tell you that I am very happy that we've been without load shedding for 130 days. I am kind of celebrating. I think it is something to be happy about. But you're right. In essence, it's not normal that we should have load shedding. It's normal that we should have no load shedding. But I'm happy that things are back to normal. But as the minister warned, there is no room for complacency. We may still experience intermittent load shedding going forward. But I think the worst is over. And we've been doing the right thing for the last 2 years since the National Energy Crisis Committee was established, since the Minister of Electricity was appointed, and since the work streams of the National Energy Crisis Committee and Eskom and the private sector have all been working hard on this problem for 2 years now. And I've always said that if we do the right thing for 2+ years, we can end load shedding, and we have. And it's due to the good work that Eskom have done, the private sector, rooftop solar PV, battery energy storage, helped, of course, along by a fairly sluggish economy that hasn't put too many demands on the electricity supply, as well as very high, helped along by very high prices of electricity, which is also inhibiting growth in electricity demand. But nevertheless, all in all, it's a better place to be. And it's a good thing that Eskom say that they are now have a surplus of electricity. I don't want to use the word surplus, actually. I don't believe we've got a surplus. What we have got now is we're returning to the more normal electricity generation reserves. It is important in a power system to have generation reserve capacity. Because if you don't have anything in reserve, every time you want to shut down a unit for maintenance, or every time a unit trips, you have to go into load shedding. That's why you need a healthy generation reserve margin, so that you have a resilient power system. So we're returning to a more resilient power system. I don't believe we've got what I would consider to be a surplus at this point, but we now have got a sufficient reserve margin.
We just got a WhatsApp message in, Chris, to the WhatsApp line 0829913913 from one of our listeners, 7995, saying to the effect, it should actually be 103 days lost since Eskom sabotaged our electricity grid. Those are some strong words being used. Angry South Africans, indeed. But Chris, what we've noticed throughout this over 100-day period where we were by and large load shedding free, there was this constant comparison between load shedding and load reduction, because there were certain cities and regions where we were perhaps load shedding free in the Western Cape. There was another region in the country, or another city, that spoke of, okay, you guys may well be load shedding free in the Western Cape, but we are experiencing load reduction. Is it the same thing?
Yeah. No, they're not the same thing. But as load shedding have been brought under control, I won't say it's over yet. I would support the minister in his suggestion that we should not be complacent that it's all over. But it has dramatically reduced, and as it has done so, the other forms of power outages have become much more noticeable in certain areas. And by that, I'm talking about, firstly, the practice of load reduction, which, just to be clear, load shedding is a result of generation capacity shortages. Load reduction is a problem associated with inadequate distribution network infrastructure. It's caused by overloading of distribution network infrastructure, often caused by illegal connections, that is, the theft of electricity, but also caused by increases in population density in certain areas. where the infrastructure has not kept pace with the increase in population. Also, the influx of people from rural areas to urban areas, a rapid urbanization, is causing this overloading in distribution networks where the distributors have not adequately planned for this increase in demand, and it's causing overloading and tripping. And in fact, now they have to switch off certain areas that are being overloaded during certain times of the day. And that is called load reduction as a result of distribution network problems. And of course, there are other outages that have become now more noticeable now that load shedding is over. And that is outages caused by electricity theft, by cable theft, by copper theft, by vandalism, theft of steel on supporting structures, theft of transformers. These actually cause significant outages. From the point of view of the customer, they kind of feel the same as load shedding because, I mean, all the customer experiences is that they go for many hours, sometimes even days without power. So it kind of feels like load shedding, but it's a different cause of power outages. So the problems are not over. And if you listen to the Minister of Electricity today, the Minister of Energy and Electricity, he is spending a lot of time now, a lot less time on the generation problems because those have been brought under control, and much more time on the other problems, mainly in the distribution networks and municipal areas.
Chris, would it be fair to say that perhaps our two litmus test was winter? Now, we kind of like at the back end of winter now, maybe a couple of weeks or so, give and take some disruptions in the natural order of things in respect of global warming and El Nino. So maybe winter will extend by another week or two, possibly. But is it fair to say our litmus test was in winter? And then our dynamics that we were able to employ to ensure that by and large, we were able to keep the lights on during winter, proving that it is achievable.
Mm. Now, I do not think that winter is the litmus test. Mm. I mean, frankly, you only have to look at the past to know the first stage 6 load shedding that we had in South Africa was in December 2019, in the middle of summer, not in the middle of winter. In the middle of winter, demand is higher, but so is supply higher. Eskom do less maintenance in winter, so the available generation to meet demand is higher. And also, you know, in summer, a number of the air-cooled power stations, what we call the dry air-cooled power stations, the big ones, I'm talking about Medupi, Matimba, Majuba, and one or two others that are what we call dry air-cooled power stations, they generate less electricity when the weather is hot. Because there's less cooling available in the air. So, in fact, the data shows that the winter period is not necessarily the litmus test, and that it's sometimes during the summer. The other thing just to say about winter is in winter, the price of electricity for large industrial users goes up dramatically. They have what they call a winter season price at Eskom, and that is for the months of June, July, and August. And because of that, a lot of industrial demand shuts down as they do maintenance in the winter months because it's simply too expensive. And when September comes along, all those industries suddenly switch on again because the price of electricity is much cheaper in September. And so there's a kind of a catch-up as well. And so I just want to say that the litmus test is, contrary to what many people believe, the litmus test is not necessarily in the winter months.
Okay. Another WhatsApp message in, Chris. I just want to quickly get to it from 5961. Please ask Chris, why is it that units of both water and electricity on our prepaid meters, it diminishes drastically when purchased later on in the month, and it almost feels as if we are being shortchanged? We find that a number of communities actually raise this. What is actually the reason behind this?
Yeah, look, I'm going to talk more about the city of Johannesburg now, which has what we now call a 230 Rand per month fixed charge, irrespective of your energy use. So now, If you make a number of purchases during the month, what it wants to do, the system wants to actually recover the fixed charge in the first couple of purchases of a month. So it's either going to deduct this 230 Rand a month in the first month, or may deduct it over one or two purchases in the month. But the point is, if it hasn't recovered this 230 Rand a month towards the end of the month, it's going to hit you with the balance.